Well, hello, surf music fans. Hi, my name is Clint Beachwood, and this is Day at the Beach podcast number 39. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for pulling up Rickshaw Records and tuning in the podcast. Tons of new music today. Some you've heard before, well, at least the bands you've heard, but most of the music really from summertime on, for the most part, at least in the first of the year, 11, I guess it is. In fact, today is November 11, 2011. 11-11-11. So, and happy Veterans Day for those of you. It's Veterans Day here in the United States. And I'd like to give our special thanks and appreciation to all you military people out there for all your dedicated service to this country of ours. And I guess that goes to pretty much any country, military people who serve the country and do such a great job at protecting our freedoms. Anyway, let's get on with some music here. Gonna start things off with Turn Down the Background Music. Thank you, Satan's Pilgrims. Let's see here. I'm gonna start off with a brand new CD from Shoot the Pier, a little 5-song ditty called Low Hangs the Moon. I'm gonna start the show off with a song called The Poles. So thanks to Ellie and Bill Sims out in Florida for sending me that. Gonna carry that into the takeoffs from Hawaii, from one end of the country to the other. A song called Pressure from their pretty new CD called Blue Avalanche. Just came out this summer. And if even that. So let's get into that, huh? It's the Day at the Beach podcast number 39. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoy the show. Beachwoods with Jackpot from their CD Party Time Discotheque. It's the Day at the Beach podcast number 39, by the way. Cocktail Preachers before that with a Wraparound from their Intoxicating CD. From Hawaii, we heard the Takeoffs with a song called Pressure. That CD is Blue Avalanche, and the show started off with Shoot the Pier doing The Poles from their CD Low Hangs the Moon. Hi, everybody. My name's Clint. It is a Day at the Beach. I think I just mentioned that, didn't I? Day at the Beach number 39. All right. Up next, we have yet another song off the CD by The Break. The CD is called Church of the Open Sky. They're out of Australia. Pretty high-powered band and pretty high-powered little package of a CD here. I'm going to play a song called SQUID. And it's a Day at the Beach number 39.
We'll be right back.
That's Ventura's Groove, the Los Venturas doing that. I always want to put a the in front of Los, and I don't know why I do that. Los Venturas out of Belgium with Ventura's Groove off the Kaleidoscope CD. Pretty cool CD if you like a lot of variety in your surf instrumental songs. Boy, reggae, kind of a little bit of a soul type thing there, and exotica and surf and you name it. They've got it all on that CD. Pretty cool. Threesome from Serbia with a song called Dance Floor Stalkers. The CD is called Adriatica, I believe you pronounce that. Adriatica by Threesome. And another very powerful CD. It's not your traditional CD, but boy, is it cool. Double Crown Records just released that CD. Before that, The Break, again out of Australia with a song called Squid, or they initialize it with S-Q-U-I-D. Again, Church of the Open Sky is that CD. I think I already announced the Beachwoods before that. I do need to congratulate a guy named Mikey. He also goes by Captain Peace. I'm holding up two fingers here. Captain Peace out of somewhere in the flatlands of North Carolina. He won the CD giveaway from podcast number 37, a couple podcasts ago. I guess he just was the winner. He was the first one to email me. It was the Ding Dong Devil CD, a CD that I won at Baja Marty's benefit show up in L.A. A month or two ago. Congratulations on that tiki culture type CD by the Ding Dong Devil. Sorry, congratulations, Mikey. And I have another giveaway this time around. It's the DVD called Pounding Surf. It's a documentary about the birth and life of surf music, I guess you might say, and it also has a lot of surf drumming footage and instruction and stuff, for lack of a better term. So it's kind of a two-part DVD, but anyway, it's narrated by Mr. Paul Johnson himself, Mr. Modho himself. So I'm going to give it away, and I'll just let you know what it's going to take to win that that DVD. So again, another thing I picked up at the Baja Marty show. Marty, I hope you're feeling better. Boy, that was a fun show. It was so good to see you up there. So get better, big boy. Alrighty, let's get into some local music here by the Sand Devils off their CD, The Sand Devils. First song on the CD is called Cascadia. This is it right here on A Day at the Beach, podcast number 39.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That's a Meshuggah Beach Party with a song called Polyushko Poly. Polyushko? It's a Russian marching song, also known as The Fields or Meadowlands. Meshuggah Beach Party calls it Polyushko Poly. All right, Hangtan Hangman before that with Shut 'Em Down in Zombie Town. Comes from their Wet Sound CD. The Mystery Men, brand new CD to the Beechwood Collection anyway. Order of the Black Sun is the name of the song. And, you know, I shouldn't put the CD away until I know the name of the CD, you know. Sessions Obscura is the name of that CD. Cool song. That whole Mystery Men thing is a really cool little CD. It's got about six songs on it. And that's about all I know because it's just kind of shrouded in mystery. The Sand Devils with Cascadia, first song off their brand new CD. Brand new, I want to say about 3 or 4 months old, maybe. Out of San Diego. And Los Venturas did Ventura's Groove by Los Venturas. I think I mentioned that also. And I mentioned the giveaway, and I congratulated Captain Peace. Again, I got my peace sign going here. For winning the CD, Ding Dong Devils. To win the Pounding Surf DVD, you need to go back to the Halloween special podcast, which was number 38. I introduced it with a little clip from Alfred Hitchcock at the beginning of one of his television shows where he's sitting in the at a desk and he is describing his new cure for insomnia. Okay? If you want to win the DVD, which is really cool, and I think it's one of my better giveaways here, rather than just your typical old CD. I'm not degrading any of you bands that send me CDs in any way, by the way. Anyway, you just need to go back, listen to that little clip from Alfred Hitchcock. If you don't know what he's talking about, look it up on YouTube. Tell me what he's talking about when he talks about the cure for insomnia comes in capsule form, and it comes with a handy applicator. All right? You might know it off the top of your head. You might already know it. Just email me some way. I will get it. I will get the time and date the email was sent. And the first one that gives me the correct answer, the DVD will be in the mail. Okay? Let's get into some Exotica-type sounds by the Tikiaki Orchestra. All right? The song is called Mysteria. This is A Day at the Beach, number 39.
Thank you.
Some pretty high-powered songs there. That one by Voodoo Court called Feeding Frenzy off of a CD that even they... well, they label the CD with the initials of the CD. SNFP is the name of the CD. Feeding Frenzy is a song, and Voodoo Court is the name of the band. Oh, my. The Honkies in there. There's a CD I haven't pulled out for many years. It's almost 10 years old, that CD by the Honkies. I think they're from around St. Louis, or they were anyway, back in 2002. The song is called Tsunami? And the CD title is Tequila Mockingbird. Kind of a quirky little title, isn't it? Ninth Wave before that was Tsunami Escape Route. So a couple tsunami-related tunes there, I'm sure you could tell. Victory at Sea is the new CD by Ninth Wave. Tiki Aki Orchestra with a song called Mysteria. And again, the name of that CD is called Aloha, Baby. And so anyway, this is A Day at the Beach, number 39. Hope you've enjoyed listening. I've just had a great time bringing it to you, let me tell you. Today is November 11th, by the way. Did I mention that earlier in the show? 11-11-11. I kind of get a kick out of quirky little dates like that. I don't know why, but I do, and I kind of enjoy it. So, let's see. I'm going to wrap the show up here. The next in line is the Tequila Worms, a song called Sand Surfer. The CD is the CD is entitled Cantina. If I just slow down and let my mouth catch up with my brain, I'll be doing much better. And I'm going to wrap the show up with the Surf Coasters from their Surf is Dead CD. Talking about going back a ways. This, I think, came out right around the turn of the century, if I'm not mistaken. The song is called Surf Spade. So a couple cool songs to wrap the show up. Hope you enjoyed listening. Again, my thanks go out to Rick Wilkinson of Rickshaw Records for providing the web space for these podcasts. And to you guys, the listening audience, thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed the music. I certainly have. And thanks to all the bands who put out this great, great music. Okay, check out my podcast playlist. It's posted in several places, or I can email it to you directly if you'd like. I'd love to do that. Just gives you more information. The website's where the bands can be located, and you can pick up all of this great music. I don't play all the songs off the CDs. I play about maybe three or four, depending on how many songs are on the CD, because I certainly don't like to make the entire CD available for free. My job is to inform you of the music of these bands, give you a good taste of what they sound like, and then for you to go out and throw down $10 and pick up the CDs, okay? Support your local surf music. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's been podcast number 39. Couple songs here to wrap it up, and I'll be back with number 40, hopefully in about a week, okay? That's the goal. Thanks again. Adios. And I should let you know that I gave you the incorrect title of the last song of the show. It is by the Surf Coasters, and it is off the CD Surf Is Dead. But the name of the song is not Surf Spade, it's Space Spade. These are the Surf Coasters.